Okay, tonight's shiur is Le'ilu Nishmas, the Gondra Moshe Shapira that passed away this week. And he was the one who, I think, in this generation opened up people's eyes into this kind of learning, into the depth of Torah. So he was a very special person for myself also. We have to finish the shiur a little early because I'm going to Israel to be Menachem Oval tonight. So... So this should be Le'ilu Nishmosoi, and he was the one who basically opened the eyes to this generation to understand the depth of Torah, meaning to make it available for everybody to realize that when Chazal say something, it's not just, like the Maharal says, not just some kind of an approximation, an exaggeration, but just the opposite. Everything is thought out, and everything has depth among depth. Okay? So, what we'll start tonight... The Maharal that I gave you from last week, you should do it in your own. Hopefully you'll be able to do it because it's just a continuation. We're just going to go to the next step of the Yud, okay? And if you look at source one, we'll go back to the Shlo that we discussed last time. Yaduash Yeshnei Minik Siva Lois Hei. The letter He is what's called a composite letter. The letter He is composed of two parts, okay? V'simancha dodi. Ani ledodi v'dodi li. The word doidi is the representation of how the hey can be written. Yesh b'china lachnis vav ladalet kaze. There is a hey, which is a dalet and a vav. Ve'az yi oisyo is du. Is dalet and vav. Okay? And the yud is the representation of it, right? Because the Yud is Yud, Vav, Daled. So the Vav and the Daled together make up a Hey. That's Doidi, the Daled Vav. V'yesh b'china lachnis Yud betoch ha-Daled kazeh. And then there is a Hey, which is made up not of a Vav and a Daled, but a Yud and a Daled. V'az yot yot di. That's Doidi. V'arachti bazeh mokom acher. So it comes to say that the word... The hey can be written both ways, a dalet and a vav, and a dalet with a yud. We are going to hopefully tonight start the process of explaining this, because this is extremely important and is one of the fundamental understandings of how the world functions. And you'll see the Shem Shamayim has two heys. And what he, the Shlo, holds is that the first hey is really, if you look Shem Shamayim has a Yud and a Vav, right? And then there are two Heys. The two Heys is the Dalet of the Yud, one with the Yud, that's the first Hey, and the second Hey is the Dalet with the Vav.
It has to be written?
No. The way how it's written, let's not go into Deutsches Ksiva Sefer Torah, right? Because it's we write it as a Yud, not as a Vav. But there's a two ways of expressing Shem Shamayim. Then we'll discuss afterwards how it's actually written, how it converts to the actual Ilkhus Sefer Torah. But Doidi are the two types of Hey. Okay? We'll soon see that the letter Hey is one of the most interesting because not only could be written in different ways, it is spelled in different ways. The Hey can be spelled as a Hey Aleph, Hey, like Hey Lachem Zera, Hey Hey, and it could be a Hey Yud, right? Hey Aleph, Hey 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 Yud. Aleph, Yud, and Hey is the word Ayeh. Ayeh Mekom Kvodo. And Leosid Lavoi, as we're going to see, this will change to Yehei Shmei Rabba. Ayeh Mekom Kvodoi will change into Yehei Shmei Rabba. And we're going to see what it means. It's not a, again, we'll see that this is not just a plain words. And this is fundamentally the Jewish thought. Okay? And that's a continuation of the Yud. We saw the Yud last few weeks already. We discussed about the Yud. And the Yud is spelled with a Vav and a Dalet, right? Which is one of the forms of spelling the letter He. And we'll soon see how it means. So for this, I got together a few marmikoimes that we should have to give the introduction. We'll start with the Klach. Klach is the 138 Gates of Wisdom written by the Ramchal, which is basically his introduction to Kabbalah. And that's Petach Ein Gimel. Okay? That's Gate 73. Ha'adragah shebichiburei don. we're going to talk about the levels of the chibur, of the connection between the male duchra and the female, which is nukva. Hadraga shel shlemus. So he writes first in summary like this. Chibur hadon, the chibur, the connection between the male and the female, the duchra venukva, which in Aramaic is the male and the female, hu hashlemus. This is what shlemus is in the world. When Chazal say, from Agudei HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, what has he been doing? Is yoshev u'mezaveg zivugim. He is creating zivugim. Zivugim is the chibur, the connection between males and females. This is what shlemus is all about. Ubo nimshechet ha'ashpo. And how God connects to this world, the connecting points, is when the zohar and the nekeva become connected. Velachen, kol mashadon krovim yoter me'alehem. How do you measure shlemus? How do you measure completeness? How do you measure perfection? You measure perfection by the distance between the male and the female. Right? That's what Chazal say, that you could go ahead and... I always say that if you learn to relate to the relationship between a person, a Kodesh Bohu, you could measure between the relation between husbands and wives, right? That's why we learn Masechta Soita before Shavuos, right? Soita and Shavuos is the same, because males and females, the more connected they are, in the big scheme of things, perfection is there. Moire Hashlemus. She'ein tzorech sham avoid asatachtoinim. The closer the male is to the female, the less avoda is on us. And you see that our avoda is to bring these concepts called the male and the female together. L'shem ichud, this is ultimately called kucha brichu u'shchintei. Kucha brichu is the male power, shchintei is the female power. V'kol ma sholchim u'mitrachakim ze mizeh. And in any situation that the male force separates from the female force, more shetzarich shlemus is an indication that you need to work to bring shlemus. V'shetzarich sham avodat ha'tachtonim, that here it's our job. Our job is to connect these two. Ata, okay, then this is just the continuation. She's going to say that ad kan nefresh bein ha'partzufim ha'zchor ha'nekev. This is the difference between something called the partzufim, the faces of God, the male and the female. Ata zarech nefresh. And then he continues on the further sharim to explain the difference between the various males and the various females. Okay. Chelki ha'mamar hazeh. Okay. Aleph. Chelek aleph. Just skip a little bit. Chibur adon hu ha'shlemus. The chibur of Zohar and Nekeva, it was shlemus about. Zeh pashut. Explains the Ramchal, this is posh because it explained Dari. Kialo donim besoid chesed v'din. This male and female are the two powers that everything exists in the world. One is the chesed. Chesed is the potential. And din is the limitation channeling. Every force in the world comes in pairs, the male and the female. The same way that in the male and the female, on a physical sense, the male gives the semen, which is the potential, and the female develops it. This is ultimately chesed and din. Chesed is, and I told you, Kahneman won a Nobel Prize for this. It's called the thinking fast and the thinking slow. The thinking fast is the ideas. I told you, the Undoing Project is based on this. Today, if you read the Undoing Project, the Israeli army is based on this theory, right? The way how they select pilots, the way how they plan wars is based on this idea of the males and the females. So there is the male force is the potential. It's something called the thinking fast, ideas, generation, the potential. And then there is a female force, which is develop the potential, channeling, right? And I told you, there is in males and females, there is a halachic difference. A male is called a father from the time of conception. According, that's how the Maharal says in halacha. A female is only called the mother at the time of birth. Right? It says the truth is, it's a diuk in Rashi in Megillah. The pasuk says ki ein la av vayim, that Esther didn't have a father nor a mother, So Chazal want to say that she never had a father and she never had a mother. So Rashi comes to explain how is that possible. Says because the time of conception when the father became a father, the father died. And the time of birth when the mother became a mother, the mother died. Right? So says the Maharal, there's a difference. The father is the time of conception because he laid and he gave his role, which is giving the potential. The female only becomes a mother, only becomes developed who she's supposed to be once she develops it. In Chazal, right? How is a pair of male and females called? It's called a zug. So always, the Tzaddik says, if you want to know what the Hebrew letters mean, there are several ways of looking at it. Number one, the first time it's mentioned at the beginning of a Shoresh, right? The Hebrew name of the letter. And also, what's important also is the form of the letters. But Zayin and Gimel. Zayin, the first place, is Zera, which is the male, right? Zera is the male, which means the potential, the seed. What's Gimel, the first place which says the word Gimel? It's a place, Gdoilim. Hagodamor, Hagamor, Hagadol. Gadol is to grow, is to make something. It's the female. It's interesting that in the Hebrew letters, so just think about it, right? Zayin is called Zayin. What's Zayin? Zayin is a weapon, a neshek, to conquer, right? That's the conquering, right? And what's the Loshen, the Gimel? Gimel in Hebrew, it means two things. It means gmilut chasadim, it means to give. And also Gimel means to stop giving. Beyom higamel et Yitzchak. Right? Right? Gmilut chesed means to give. And Gimel also means to stop giving. Why? Because Gimel means to give as much to make something independent to not need to give anymore. Gmilut is when you give something enough. In other words, what's the animal that's called Gimel? It's a gamal, it's a camel. The camel is the only animal that drinks enough that he should not need to drink for 40 days. He stores water to become independent. Because that's what gimel means. Gimel means to give enough that they should not need to give anymore. Right? If you keep giving somebody in a way that he always needs to come back to you, to give to you, that's not gimilut. Right? That's not gimilut. Because there's no gimilut. It's giving enough to stop giving. That is the female, right? It makes it independent. That's why Zayin and Gimel, and Vav is the Vav Achibur, right? The Vav is the connecting. Vav, the first place where the letter Vav is mentioned in the Torah at the beginning of a Shoresh, is the word Vavim Lamudim, hooks. Vav means a hook. It's a line connecting the two. These male and female are the forces of the world called Chesed and Din, and everything in the world needs to have Chesed and Din combined. Now, let's continue what he says. V'achibur u'amituk. The chibur is the blending, is the sweetening. Shachesed b'mateka dinim, because the Chesed makes the dinim possible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ra'ah she'en ha'olam yachol la'amod. He saw that the world could not stand alone with midas ha'din, tziref lo midas ha'rachamim. He gave midat ha'rachamim alone. V'oid. Now, that's the first one. So the male and the female forces is chesed, potential, gimel. Now, one more. V'oid. Hanukva yisoid ha'mekabel. Nukva is the receiver. V'azachar hamashpia, and the male force is the giver. In this world, our avodah is to connect the receivers, connect them to the givers. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the giver, we are the receivers. You should know something which is, in Chazal, the basic concept of the world, that we're going to develop this concept. Adam and Chava were created how, according to Chazal? They were androgynous, and they were both, Adam was male and female, and they were connecting from where? From back to back. They were split. The splitting, it's called the nesira, it's called the sewing. God split them, and now they connect face to face. Right? That's how males and females are. The connection of back to back, and that's what Ramchal goes on, is that splitting. It's called Bechira, the freedom of choice. We were connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, us as the receivers, we are the females, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the giver, because we can't live without Him. So there is a connection to us, the Chelek Eloi Kamimau, but that's in the back. It's something that you can't get away from. But we were given the ability to split away from Him, and we have to reconnect face to face. Ishokeni min shiko ispiyo. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, kiss us in our lips. Rashi says that's Matan Torah. That is the chibur of Zohar and Nekeva. So the male and the female is the connection of the world. So the male and the female, what's the male and the female? The male and the female is chesed and din. Chesed is the giver. Din is the one that receives it, that has nothing and is there. Just the opposite. The avoda of the mekabel is to be zoiche b'midas adin. Why was midas adin created in the first place? Why is necessary midas adin? So the Ramchal says, it's always for the benefit of the receiver. Because otherwise the receiver is getting something that he doesn't deserve. And that's called Nahama de Kisufa. It's called the bread of shame. So the all midas adin was created for the mekabel. So therefore, din is always the mekabel. The mekabel here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the potential. Asher bara Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, la'asot for us to do. We are here to develop the potential that God gives us. God is the male. He's the giver. By nature, He's the potential. We are the ones we are just supposed to channel, to limit, to acquire it, to be zoiche b'midas adin. This is the female. Din, receiver. And the connecting between the givers and the receivers. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu split us. We were split between the two. And gives us the fallacy that we are independent, that we are on our own. That we don't have to connect. Not realizing that from our backs we are connected. Because we don't have a self-existence. Right, so in other words, they were representations of how the Jews were relating to Hashem, right? Were they face-to-face or they were back-to-back? Back-to-back means you're connected, but it's not a relationship. It's just by default, you just can't get away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us together, the males and females connected by the back, to realize that we have an inherent connection. Right? Because we can't live ourselves. We don't have a self-existence. It's only a fallacy. But then He split us And if you look, we're going to see the Brias Olam is this. This is Brias Olam. And we'll soon see. V'kol inyan hara. You know what evil in the world? Einu ela lehafrida mekabel b'mashpia. It's all trying to separate the receiver from the giver. Splitting the two. Creating, giving us a false sense of independence, of no need. That's ra. Ra is defined by separating these givers from the receivers. Doik mina lehipech. And says the Ramchal, you could see exactly the opposite. Chibur adon, when the males and females are connected, hushein ara yachol erchika mekabel mamashpia. The chibur adon, what's the ultimate toiv? When there is a connection between the receivers and the givers, which is such an unbelievable reconnection that it can't be separated. That's why I always say, what's the most Jewish trait? It's something called Hakoras HaTov. It's the recognition of something God. That's why Shochad. Shochad you can't have, because the idea is if you get some benefit, it's called Shochad, and you can't go ahead and testify. Because if you receive something from somebody, automatically creates a connection. It creates a debt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this to connect the receivers to the givers. That's how we connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nimtza chibur don, the chibur of Zohar and Nekeva, hu HaShlemus. This is what Shlemus is all about. Shlemus is defined in one aspect, is the Zohar and Nekeva of the world in its larger sense, connected. That connection is Shlemus. Ubo nimshechet ashpo, and when there is, so God emanates to you, and this is what life is all about. Hashpo nimsheches bezivugam, and the hashpo continues when there is that connection. Im kem b'mokum shazivug yoter nimtza, the more connected you are to the giver, to Hashem, hashpa nimtza yoter, there is even more hashpo. Velachen, kol ma shadon kruivim yoser meleim, the more the male and the female are closer, the giver and the receiver, there is that connection, meire hashlemus, this is what's called perfection. Ze pashut l'fi ma shekatavti. So that's very partial what I'm saying. Ki arei avoida kol hakavona hu leavi lezivug. All the avoida is l'shem yichud kutsha brichu shchinta. That's our avoda. Our avoda is zivugim. We are mezavek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a zivug. Sheyadin mefuyas lemotek. The midas adin wants to have the chesed to make it worth and to make it real. Sheyeh mekabel dovek b'mashpia. Nimisa kesho ken mimele in tzorech avoda. So once you get to closeness, there's no mokum avoda. Avoda is when there is a separation. If there is closeness, there's no avoda. Avoda is to bring closeness. That's why the ultimate avoda is avoda samigdash, right? Avoda samigdash is that you take physical things and you bring them closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That closeness, it's avoda. Shein tzorech b'tachtoyin v'kol ma sheolchim mitrachakim ze mizeh. And everything, when they go ahead and they distance, comes olech bedraga. And then he says, this is in all the spiritual worlds. I'm not going to go into this. We are going to one day go into the next one, which is the different levels of connection. The more connected the Zohar and the Keva, the more spiritual, the more perfection. The worlds which are higher in Madrega is the connection, is a bigger connection. And this is the Vov and the Dalet. The Vov is the Chibur, is the giving. And the Dalet is the Mekabel. What's the Loshen Dalet? What's Dal? That's open. That doesn't have it. That is there to receive. So the Vov is the connection, is the giver. That's what's called Du Partzufim. The Dalet is the female. The Vov is the giver. Huh? Dli is also. Dli is also some kind of a bucket to receive. Absolutely. And we're going to see that this is all the Dvov and the Dalet. There are two forms of connection. There is a form of connection that Kodesh Baruch Hu is mashpia to us, and that's the Dvov. The Dvov is a hashpo, and there is a connection which is deeper even without the hashpo on the machshova. And that's the highest form of connection, which is the Yud and the Dalet. So there are two Heys. One Hey is a lower Hey, which is the hashpo. It is the mindset, and there is a connection which is deeper beyond that. We're going to see, hopefully next week, that this is Rochel and Leah. Rochel is the one that is connection by deserving, by actions, devov, the real connections, and then there is a deeper connection, which is called Dimailo, that is Leah. But we'll see next week, Baruch Hashem. Now, I want to show you how this translates into the creation. We're going to see how my separation is all of this. We know. Let's talk about something. Do you know what the synodic month is? The synodic month is when the moon and the sun, they go ahead, is something called in Hebrew the moilad, that the sun and the moon, we know that the moon goes around the planet, right? It goes around the earth. When it's the sun and the moon is right in front of each other, so therefore the moon disappears, right? It becomes subsumed in the sun. And then it starts distancing, right? And then it starts shining until it becomes subsumed again. It's called the Noilad. The Moilad is the moon and the sun are in the same, and they become separate. Now, how does the Moilad work? The unique part of the Moilad is that it never repeats itself. It's unique. It's a unique moment of the Molad. The Molad is separated from each other by 29 days, 12 hours, and I think 793 halakim. Thank you, Mashi. 793 halakim, which is 793 of 1,080 breaths in an hour. If you take an hour, you divide it into 1,080, 793. So if you take that, that's the Molad. Now, but the moilad is a chain. You keep chaining the moilad. So every moilad is in a different day because it doesn't repeat itself. It's almost like pi. We'll soon see why the Moilad is done in such a way. That's not. Every time is unique. 29 days, 12 hours, 793 over 1080 of an hour. And this continues changing itself. Now, when was the first Moilad? So says the Rambam in Halacha, וכינג שאם חי ידוע מולד שנה זאת אוסף שאיתה למי המולד היא פשוטה, היא שאיתה פשוטה והיא מעוברת, היא שאיתה מעוברת. צריכים להיות השנה של אחריה. You could always come from one year to the next. Once you know a Moilad, you just continue chaining it out, right? Moilad plus 29 days, 12 hours, 793, is the next Moilad, and so on and so forth. וכן שנה אחר שנה עד סוף עולם. Okay? Says this the Rambam מיוחד קודש החודש. והמולד הראשון שממנו תתחיל, when was the first moilad of the world? Hu ha-moilad shaya b'shana rishona shel yetzira. When was the moilad? On the first year of creation. V'haya b'leil sheni. It was on a Monday night. 5 hours and 204 chalokim. Siman lahem baharad u'mimenu tchilat ha-cheshbon. This is the famous moilad that you can never forget. Is the first moilad of the world, the first moilad. Moilad is the birth, so the first birth of the world is the moilad baharad. Monday night, 5 hours and 204 halakim. Now you should have an obvious question to ask me. Huh? The moon is created on a Wednesday. How can you have the moilad on a Monday? Yeah, but it was placed. But this is the Moilad of the Sinaitic month is the concept when what you call the cycle, or the moon and the sun in their cycles, they come to the same level. So they had to be put in place. For sure, this is all the same because this is the most important. This is called the Moilad Baharad. Moilad Baharad is the one that we have the initial moilad, okay? On a Monday night, 5 hours, 204 halakim. You see the complication of this, because this is an amazing thing. The reason I decided to go into this is to show you, because people get harping. People take in something called, in good English, called concording. Concording is taking the story of Bereshis and assuming that this is a literal thing. It's like almost like hanging things and pouring out, and then the world has 6,000 years and you have problems. You can't go to the National Museum of Natural History because you're going to see that they are dinosaurs, which are billions of years old. So it doesn't work because you think the world was created 6,000 years ago and it's all like literal. That's a Christian way of looking at it. I just told you the first Moilad was actually on a Monday night. How can it be? But we haven't seen anything yet. That's why I want to show you that this is how halacha, and this is not Kabbalah, this is halacha. The Rambam paskens the halacha, the first moilad is baharad. Now, take a look at this. Ve'esh lecha dat, ki yesh biyadeinu kabbalah, says Rabbeinu Bechaye on Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis. Yesh lanu kabbalah bepasuk zeh shel Bereishis. The Bereishis bar lukim es ha-shamayim ve'atza aretz ve'atza aretz ve'atza et ha-tov avu, shemimenu yotze shem b'min beis. This Pasuk has the name of 42 letters of God's names, right? The 42, what's 42 that we have in Halacha? Those are the 42 Masois, the 42 travelings of the Jewish people. So those are the travelings connecting 42. Limidas adin ad beit shel bohu. From Bereshis until the beit of bohu, there's a 7 base. If you look at this psukim, you see Baharad. If you look Bereshis, you count 42 letters, you go and you have the Hey, then the Resh, and then Dalet. And there are 42 letters between Baharad. Okay? And it can be by chance. You tell me that the first Moilad, which is Moilad Baharad, it's exactly the Pasuk for Bereshis, 42 letters each, and it comes out to Baharad, by chance. If anybody doesn't believe in Chiddush HaOlam, just show him. You're going to tell me that the Moilad Baharad is 42 letters in the first Pasuk? And the Baharat was not a made-up thing. We're going to see something very cool, how the Baharat comes, because it's on a Monday. How can you have on a Monday if the world was created on a Wednesday? Kibeterem horiyu lado. Because before the world was created, v'loaya barad, before the moilad barad, hayamida dino shelo b'mokum barad. Before the barad was midas hadin completely. Poel b'ein kli u'moitzi kli l'maseh. Was the world without the dili. So first we see. So this is barad. You take brachis, tara, you see barad. Okay. Now. How do you get the Moilad Baharad? Okay, look at Toises in Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Ela zeu atam. Now I want to keep track of this because otherwise it'll be confusing. Kshamunim Briat Olam Olamen Roshan Yom Shishi Shnivra Adam Rishon. The Briat Olam that we can relate to is the creation of man that we know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a neshama into Adam. That is the moment of creation that is intelligible to us. Because before that, there was no consciousness, right? Ubeshaat Sheet, when Adam was created, the Gemara says, in the ninth hour of the day, right? Ninth hour of the day, Nitztavi, he was commanded with the first mitzvah. So if he was at that time, on the ninth hour, he was commanded, don't eat chedetzadat. Don't eat chedetzadat. Because I'll say that was the ninth hour. So if he does the mitzvah, what's the first mitzvah he does? Odomer, what was the first mitzvah that we have? Kiddush HaChodesh. Right? HaChodesh HaZelachem. So probably in the ninth hour he was Mekadesh HaChodesh. U'mishikidesh HaChodesh, and if he was Mekadesh HaChodesh at the ninth hour, must be that on that Friday that he was created, he was able to see the moon. Right? Al kor chaya moilad vav shos koidim. So if it was 9 hours of the day, during the day, right? The ninth hour of the day. So it means that he was able to see the moon. So how long was the molad before the ninth hour? 6 hours. The shit soy mikhsesira. Because for 6 hours after the molad, the moon is subsumed into the sun. You can't see it. It only becomes visible 6 hours later. So it must be that the molad was not at the ninth hour, it was at the beginning of the third. In other words, at the end of the second hour. So it was on Friday, on the second hour of the day. Okay? V'nimtzas ha-moilad b'tchilat shat etvav. 2 hours of the day, which means if you count the day starting from the night, is the beginning of the 15th hour. V'isha shlishit shalom is the third hour of the day. So the third hour of the day, that minute, was already the moilad. V'siman vav yudaled. And the siman of the moilad of Adam HaRishon was on a Friday, that moilad, at 14 hours. Clear? Mm-hmm. To everybody? Because he was at the ninth hour of the day, right? Which is the ninth hour is the 21st hour of the full day. He was Mekadosh HaChodesh. Had to be the first mitzvah. You have to bring 6 hours earlier, that was the moilad. So it's the end of the second hour of the day. Right, the beginning of the third, which is 14 hours. So it's on a Friday, 14 hours. Pirush beyom vav b'shsof shah yudalet was on Friday at the end of the 14th hour, haya moilad. Mechar shalo era shon ad yom vav, because Rosh Hashanah was Friday, right? That's Rosh Hashanah. Adam and Rishon was created on Rosh Hashanah, so that's the moilad. Shekidush Adam b'shon mitzah shenivra oilam b'chofei be'alo. So that's how we know the world was created in Chofei Yahu, because this is the day of Adam HaRishon. The Adam HaRishon is the first Moilad, is the Moilad of Tishrei. V'oisa shana shel tohu, the years before Adam, that year is called the years of Tohu. Those are not regular years, that's years of Tohu. Mishum yom echad b'shona choshev shona. So this year, the day of Friday, is the beginning of a new year. The day before and the before is called the year of Tohu. So if you count now, you could chain the molad forward, you could chain the molad back. The first molad of the world of Yishuv was Friday at 14 hours. Right? That's Talocha. So if you want to chain back to that world of Tohu, so if you want to create 6 months earlier, So if you chain it back, you can see that was on a Wednesday, 9 hours, 642 halakim. Shatat zorech lashlich beit avlech loit. Okay. Umoila tishrei, and the tishrei of the year of Tohu, I told you, he was the first day of the world of Yishuv. So the year before, the world was created in Chofeyel. So Chofeyel is this mystical year called the year of Tohu. When was the molad of the year of Tohu? You have to chain back it 11 times. It was Baharad. It was on a Monday, 5 hours and 204 halakim. That is how. Yes, if you go in cycles. So you realize that the beginning of the mystical world, of the world pre-Adam, there was a Tishrei of the year of the year of Tikkun, called the year of Yishuv. Friday, we know, 14 hours. You chain back 12 times, you're going to get to the Tishrei of the world of Tohu, because the world was created in Chofei. Tishrei. Nisan, he told you, Nisan is what you call, it was the reviews on the Wednesday, Tesha Shor is Tafresh Membeis.
Right.
6 months before it was on a Wednesday. It just changed up. If you go to the Tishrei, which is the beginning of the year of Tohu, that's Baharad. Isn't it unbelievable? And this is Bria Sa'olam. Bria Sa'olam. That is not the Molad. It's based on the Tkufa. It is the Tkufa. This is the famous Tosis that connects this to the mystical Tkufa. But you realize how unbelievable it is, right? And Baharad, that Baharad is exactly 42 letters in Bereshit. The first 42 letters is Baharad. And the reason is, Rabbi Yisrael, because this is the mystical connection between the givers and the takers. The sun is the giver, the moon is the taker. The molad is when they split. They go in their own orbit. That's the molad. And they go into the molad, and that is the beginning of the splitting. We'll soon see how it happens. So the sun and the moon, in essence, are the receivers and the givers. So the beginning of the world is the beginning of the first molad, which is Baharad. And that's why there are 42 letters. That's the traveling away apart from each other. Midas, or the Shem and Beis, right, is Ana Bekoach. He said it's 42. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the emanations, right, as we spoke to, we're going to see the six emanations times seven, right? Abba Getatz, the one that we say, the Tfilah of Bichur Ben Akana. So that's the traveling, how God allowed us to travel away. So the traveling away is the birth of the first Molad. This is the beginning of the world. The beginning of the Dalet and the Vav separating, Baharad. Right? And this is the Molad Baharad. So you realize that this Molad, this the year before the moon was created. Because all the world in Tohu is a spiritual process that goes on. And that spiritual process becomes reflected in the physical world. Because the worlds have a reciprocity. There is a reciprocity between the two. But that year is called the year of Tohu. This is the year of the spiritual creation of the world. And Adam comes to be Metzaken, that Molad. The first, Adam Rishon, what's the first mitzvah? To be Metzaken the Molad. Because all of life is a Molad. It's the sun and the moon. And you see that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a flaw in the system. And the flaw in the system is that the receivers feel independent and they don't want to become connected the bottle to the giver. That is the first Kitrug HaLevona. The Levona said, "Ein shnei mlachim yecholim lishtamesh beketer echad." We can't share the same crown. So what does it mean that the sun and the moon were two? They were great, and the moon became smaller. So Siyon Tavar says, doesn't mean that we thought that the moon was a star. It didn't have light of its own. But they had a coordinated orbit. Their orbits were together. That the Molad, it was always a full moon, because they were orbiting together. So it was a synchronized orbit. But what the moon said, I can't share your crown. I want to be independent. and it created its own orbit. It disconnected. That's the disconnection between the two. And all of life is that the Yetzer Hara is that the female wants to become independent. This, like, what you say, like, feminism, the idea of creating females independent, right? The independence of the females. Well, females are not women. Women is just, we are all females. The whole the world is female. Right, we always think that the women were the ones like who got the raw end of the stick, meaning that the world is chauvinist. I mean, kabbalistically speaking, all of us are females. This is the world of females. We are all females, right? The male is just an expression of the female, but it's all right. But this independent, that they want to create independence, they don't want to. And what's the tikkun, right? What's the tikkun? Lechi miyati et atzmech, that we are supposed to make ourselves small. To realize that we are not independent. To realize that we depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that dependency. But this is the molad, is when they become split, and that split goes, Adam HaRishon has, but the split was that they get independent orbits. Now, how many days the orbit becomes separate, the two orbits, the sun and the moon, the lunar cycle, is 11 days shorter. Right? That 11 days, as we know, as we're going to see, 11 is the Koyach Hara. Ra in the world is 11. And it could be 10, 11, 12, if I'm not mistaken. It could be the 3. But the least it could be is 10 days. Stay and go, and that's Aser Semichuva. Aser Semichuva is the least distance to turn our year into the year of the sun, because the moon is missing those 10 days is when the orbits are not synchronized. All of life is to synchronize those two orbits. And this is life, right? And therefore, the first beginning of the world in this spiritual, virtual world is the Moilad Baharad, which is the traveling away, which Boko allowed the Mekabel to travel away, to separate. It is the Moilad of the world. On a Monday, 5 hours, 204 halakim. Okay, we'll stop now because I have to go there. So, but Imer Hashem will continue afterwards, Rabbeinu Bechai, because this Rabbeinu Bechai is extremely important in Barad, and we're going to go into the Chibur of Zohar and the Keva, and that's the whole shiur.